Speaking in Geneva after the second meeting of the Task Force on Humanitarian Access in Syria, co-chair Jan Egeland said that 114 trucks had delivered aid to 80,000 people in five besieged towns inside the conflict-ravaged country on Wednesday. This, he said, was just the beginning of a process agreed by the International Syria Support Group of States and the UN, which recently met in Munich in an effort to bring the conflict to an end. The next challenge for the humanitarian task force is to reach all the remaining besieged areas of Syria, including the northern city of Aleppo, Egeland said.
We recognize that reaching now 80,000 people in the besieged areas, hopefully the rest of the 480,000 people in the besieged areas before long, it's only a first step, because the main task of access work here is to reach all of the millions of people in hard-to-reach areas. And Aleppo is only one of the hard-to-reach areas where we need to get access, and we need to get access now.
There are some 18 besieged areas, and these also include the eastern city of Deir ez-Zor, which is currently in the hands of ISIL. Egeland explained how aid could be delivered to the 200,000 people trapped there with the help of the UN Food Agency, the World Food Programme.
That can only be done by airdrops, and World Food Programme has now a concrete plan of doing so. Many of the members pledged support for such an operation, and it has proven to be one of the several occasions in this subgroup where the co-chairs, Russia and the United States, have had an excellent cooperation.
Egeland stressed that what was really needed was continuous access for humanitarian aid convoys, as only enough supplies had been provided for a month in Wednesday's operation. Worryingly, he said, it was his understanding that vital medical supplies did not get through to vulnerable communities. The hope is that the humanitarian task force meeting in Geneva will continue to have the support of the International Syria Support Group, Egeland added, so that it can make further progress in reaching the Syrian people who have waited too long for relief. Meanwhile, the UN Food Agency, WFP, reported that people in the besieged Damascus suburb of Modamaya looked thin and haggard, and that children appeared small for their age. Modamaya has been inaccessible for over a year and a half, WFP says, and civilians there have been living off grass and limited supplies of rice, which sells at prices up to 50 times higher than in Damascus, which is only a few kilometres away. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.